Today, a gathering of African Union leaders in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, and attending is Robert Mugabe, who has laid claim to his sixth term as president of Zimbabwe, winning an overwhelming 85% in a runoff vote. But many world leaders have called the vote a sham marked by violent oppression of the opposition. The BBC's Liz Blunt joins us from the summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Thanks for joining us, Liz.
Hello, good morning.
Mugabe arrived a few hours ago. How has he been received?
Well, he has been received. He's been allowed in. He has taken the seat, the front row seat on the Zimbabwe desk. So he is there as Zimbabwe's head of state and government. The press are not allowed into the hall. We can only see what we saw on the screens. We had one shot of him sitting there, very impassive. And he had to listen to not direct criticism, but he had to listen to some sort of indirect criticism. I mean, for instance, the chairman of the African Union, the president of Tanzania, Jakaya Kikwete, he rather pointedly congratulated the people of Zimbabwe on their conduct and commiserated with them in their misfortunes. Now, that's a very indirect way of saying it, but he certainly wasn't congratulating President Mugabe on getting re-elected.
Now, many African Union members have become increasingly critical. Kenya's president has called for the African Union to deploy troops, and the prime minister of Ethiopia acknowledged the crisis, saying this:
"I don't think either of the parties alone are capable of resolving the deep-seated problems of Zimbabwe and the extraordinary polarization within Zimbabwe society. So we need to find a negotiated way out of this problem."
Liz, this has clearly been at the top of the agenda for many African leaders. Why is it not then on the official agenda of this summit?
Well, that's the way the summit works. I mean, you very often come to these and the thing that everybody is thinking about is not actually there. The agenda of the summit, I mean, things like this usually come under peace and security matters. There is a Peace and Security Council of the African Union, just like the Security Council of the UN. And matters have to be formally raised with that. Up till now, Zimbabwe has not been raised. They've talked about, they deal with Somalia, with Sudan, with Chad, with the DR Congo, but nobody has actually officially raised it with the Peace and Security Council. That has now changed. Last night, the Peace and Security Council met. It met at heads of state level, and they did talk about Zimbabwe. One of the members must have put it on the table. So that is a step forward. When it comes to peace and security matters, then they can talk about it.
What kinds of things could the African Union potentially do? Would they deploy troops to Zimbabwe?
They could. The Peace and Security Council can send peacekeeping forces. They have in the past actually excluded a country. They excluded Togo from the organization when the young son of the president, when the president died, he took over from his father and was sworn in immediately as head of state. That was absolutely not acceptable. And Togo was not allowed back in until he'd been through at least some kind of electoral process. But they're not going to do that. What they're actually going to do, and I think Mr. Meles hinted at this, is to try and persuade the two of them to come together and form some kind of unity government. There's a lot of talk here about working together for the sake of the country, putting aside individual differences.
Liz Blunt from the BBC World Service reporting for us from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.